My name is Jeff Skates, and I'm the current president of the Illinois Corn Growers Association.
There was a waiver granted from the Food and Drug Administration about blending aflatoxin-affected corn. How does this affect corn growers, Jeff?
Well, in allowing that to be blended, it's good for the producer, and it's also good for the end user. It makes more corn available for livestock, which will help in their price case scenario, and then as well for the farmer that's been hit hard with the drought and may have got some aflatoxin in her corn, and it gives them more of a market for it.
We've heard evidence, of course, of some of the corn being affected by aflatoxin. Give me a personal point of view from you down in those southern counties in Illinois. What is the extent of effect of aflatoxin that you've been seeing?
We've had on the dryland corn probably get as high as maybe a 30 or a 40. We've not seen any of the extreme levels, but I'm sure that it would be possible. And that's typically in the really poor yielding corn is where you see it the most.
So 30 to 40 parts per billion, you're saying?
Yes.
Do you see yourself taking advantage of this waiver?
I'm thinking that, you know, just industry-wide, it gives the whole industry, agriculture industry, a helping hand.
A lot of the conversations that I've had about the drought have included, most of them, concerns either from or about livestock producers having enough feed and keeping it at a reasonable cost. I would suppose that this is going to help that supply issue.
Yes, it should, and we'd like to thank the FDA for their decision, and it was real good to use the common sense that they did and allow this to be blended, and it's just going to be good for everybody.
I want to talk about your harvest. Tell me what's happening there on the Skates farm.
Down on our farm, we're about three quarters finished with harvest. Yields have been anywhere from on real sandy dry stuff, can find some zeros, and under irrigation, you can find some well into the 200s.
So you're kind of all over the board there, and I know that some of your land is very near or in some river bottom ground. How is that doing?
Yes. That too, you can find zeros and you can find above 200. It's, you know, it's all, if there's an irrigation on it, that's really made a difference this year. And, you know, some of the river bottom's ground is pretty sandy and some of it's better.
Is there any combining of soybeans happening yet?
Yes. Yes, I would say the soybeans are getting hit pretty hard down here right now. The earlier ones matured the way they were supposed to, and the later ones, a lot of them are, they'll still have a lot of green in them, but the beans are dry. So it makes combining a little tough.
And what are you seeing for yields there?
There too, you know, I don't guess we've probably seen any zeros, but we have seen some down in the 10-15 bushel range, and then we've also seen some in the, like in some of the irrigated, maybe as high as 70.
Very good. Jeff, I won't keep you, and I appreciate your time. I thank you so much.
Not a problem. Thanks.
You betcha. Bye now.